Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Hundreds of millions of Europeans go to the polls to elect a new European Parliament in June. Many will be influenced by what they read on social media, but much of it is deliberately designed to enrage us and push us to extreme positions, as well as keep us surfing on the sites. That's certainly the view of Tanya O'Carroll, the activist and senior fellow with the NGO Foxglove, who is suing Meta over its refusal to stop processing her data for direct marketing purposes. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Joe.
You're especially angry at the recommender systems on Facebook and other Meta sites. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, the recommender systems are the algorithms that are essentially pushing content into people's feeds. And this is the algorithms that are kind of giving us all a tailored diet of content that is designed to engage, enrage and addict us. And I think we all kind of feel this. We can sort of see the consequences of it all around us. But it's also been proven over and over again now by researchers that the kind of content that does engage and enrage and addict us is the kind of content that does better on Facebook and Twitter. It's the algorithms like that kind of content because that's the kind of content that keeps people's eyeballs on screens and allows them to keep on selling advertising space. So some researchers, for example, called this the misinformation amplification factor. And they found that on Facebook, content that is misinformation is 4.2 times the engagement and reach. And on Twitter, that is 35 times the engagement and reach. So, you know, this is very well documented at this point that the algorithms are kind of addiction, enraging algorithms. And we need to sort of move away from that model to something that is going to be safe for our democracies, you know, good for our media and good for citizens ultimately.
Now, making people angry, you say, makes them stick on the site. Surely a lot of people say, oh, I'm angry and I'm going to close my screen or slap the, you know, throw the laptop against the sofa or whatever it is. But you're saying it makes them stay watching, looking for similar types of videos or videos that confirm their opinion.
I mean, you might have, probably many of your listeners have experienced this themselves, right? You know, that feeling of like, you don't want to be there. What you're seeing is, it's either it's making you angry or it's just nonsense or it's useless. You know, it's a tidal wave of junk online these days. And yet the way that the platforms are designed is to keep us there. You know, this is very, they have armies of people from top university, you know, in Silicon Valley in the States that are creating features on these platforms that are addictive by design, that are keeping us scrolling, that are keeping us clicking on the next thing. And, you know, with every content that ends, another one pops up. And we've seen this, as I said, researchers have shown this rabbit hole effect where people go down, you know, rabbit holes and just do find themselves clicking and clicking, even if they don't want to be there. And then they ask, you know, a big question for us, you know, what do we want from technology? Surely we want technology that's giving us content that's quality, that's enriching our lives, enriching our social connections, our daily politics, etc. And so how do we, you know, reorient the social media landscape and the information landscape towards technology that actually serves what we want and that allows us to log off when we want to log off rather than keeping us hooked?
Now, I am contacted Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. And I asked them and I told them that you're coming on the show and I'm sure they know you very well in the public affairs department there. And they decided not to comment and they said they don't comment on ongoing legal issues. What is the status of your court case in London against Meta?
So we filed in November of the year before last. There's been quite some lengthy back and forward and we finally got a court date in 1 year from now. So as you can see, Facebook have deep pockets and their lawyers are very good at, you know, they actually, since I filed, they changed I was originally filed with the data controller being in Ireland. They then since moved for me as a UK citizen, the data controller to the US. That added added time to this whole thing. So, yeah, I'm still expecting a while before I see them in court.
Now, you're fairly ambitious about this, given the fact that Meta is a $1.3 trillion company. And many people would say you're a bit mad to expect them to dilute their earnings when they're such a huge, giant company.
I mean, that's why they won't do it unless people sue. I mean, they have absolutely no incentive to change this. And unfortunately, we have some really good stuff in the law. So some of the things I've just been describing, both with the GDPR, the data protection framework, which Ireland plays a very important role in enforcing, and with the new Digital Services Act, which is the new digital services law from Europe, with the European Commission being a new regulator. These are brilliant laws on the statutes, but they are not, unfortunately, leading to changes right now.
And well, to be fair, the Digital Services Act has only just come into force, and regulators in all the member states need to get all their ducks in a row, especially the regulator here. We know that our regulator here is called the Commission de Mon, and they are going to look at this. But will the Digital Services Act have the teeth to do something about this? I know it has the power to fine companies up to 10% of their annual turnover, and that would be hundreds of billions of dollars in the case of Meta.
And I think it will take fines of that kind of magnitude to make a difference. You know, we're not going to see these platforms change of their own accord. That is very clear. You know, the DSA is just getting going, as you rightly point out, but the GDPR we have had around now for more than 5 years. And, you know, the right that I'm using under the law is 5 years old. And the fact that I can exercise my right under the law, it's very clear in terms of what it says, and Facebook can just reject to do that, and that I, as a private citizen, have to take them to court, is because the Data Protection Commission in Ireland isn't currently playing the role that it should be, it's not got the teeth. So there are big questions when it comes then to the Digital Services Act. Do we expect any different now? You know, I think that the European Commission has some really... it's already initiated infringement procedures against TikTok and against X, both for things that are very, very important in the public interest. One against predatory and addictive design for children, the other around disinformation. So this is encouraging, but, you know, we're what, 12 weeks away from the European parliamentary elections, and it's a ticking clock, and we're yet to see, you know, the Commission is not even obliging Facebook to put in place the same measures that it put in place voluntarily 4 years ago during the last US election.
And tell us more about that, because Meta could simply switch to a so-called non-profiling version of the recommender system, i.e. push totally random clips rather than those that the algorithm thinks that you will watch.
So if you had a time machine and you could go back 4 years to the last US election, you'd find that for 2 week period, 1 week up to the election, 1 week after, Facebook and Instagram looked completely differently. They were a different information ecosystem. And that's because Meta put in place a whole series of break glass measures, as they called them, which we found out about in detail thanks to the disclosures of whistleblower Frances Haugen, which really did change their algorithms, because they know how to fix this. They know what can be done. They know the measures that dampen down the virality, that stop the addiction and engagement and the rabbit hole effect that I described. But, you know, they don't have any incentive to do that. And they turned all that stuff back on again just before January the 6th, which was everything that happened in Washington, D.C., January the 6th. And it's obviously been a race to the bottom since then. So what we'd really like to see is the European Commission oblige the platforms to, at the very least, do what they know works. And one of those measures particularly is to make the default recommender system, one that is not based on all the data about you, not based on profiling you personally, because that is one of the ways that we end up in that rabbit hole, is because of the intrusive targeting and profiling that they do. And they could do that really relatively simply. That's already something that
Has the Commission simply not asked Meta to do that?
The Commission, in our exchanges with the Commission, has said it's not their job to tell the platforms what to do. What they're expecting is that they ask questions, that they scrutinize, that they ask the platforms to propose measures, what they're called mitigation measures, to the harms that are documented. But it's still, the ball is in the court of the platforms. And we know that the platforms are not going to be rushing to fix these problems. And so we can see this drawing out for months and years, when we don't have months and years, we have 12 weeks until the elections. And so I think this is the first real test for, will the Digital Services Act have teeth? And at the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to translate into more safety for European citizens as they go to the polls.
And very briefly, isn't the problem that consumers are lazy? They want the free services, such as Facebook and Instagram, but they're too lazy to switch or control their privacy profiles.
I absolutely disagree with that. I don't think that's true at all. I think users have been forced into accepting, a status quo that is unacceptable. And that is, you know, the loss of privacy is a market failure. It's come because of the dominance of a handful of gatekeepers that, as they've grown in their in their dominance and the fact that we're all there and we haven't got anywhere else really to go, that these services are now vital bits of infrastructure in the public interest. And we're all kind of trapped there. No one, you know, people aren't happy with the status quo. They do feel angry about it, but where else are they going to go? And I think that's where we need our elected representatives and our enforcement agencies to do their job and ensure that people can access social media on their own terms.
Okay, Tania, thank you so much. That is Tania O'Carroll from the NGO Foxglove, which is suing Meta over...
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.